The first thing you notice are their smiles, and then, of course, their guitars. They're from different parts of Syria, but they all met in Damascus. Last week they were in Zagreb, where they decided to share with Croatians their love for the thing that keeps them going, their music. I sat down with Kosai, Simon, Baz and Louis before their concert in Močvara, which was also a place where people could give money, food or anything else that can help the refugees passing through Croatia.
We were the first eight people. Yeah, we were. There was a newspaper wrote a little thing about eight Syrians got into Croatia from the mountains of Serbia and stuff. That was us.
And through the minefields.
Through the minefields and stuff.
Wait, was it through the minefields?
Yeah, but we didn't know there were minefields.
Yeah. And you were just walking.
We saw on the map where is the border, so...
They say they were forced to ask for asylum in Croatia, but they don't want this to be their final destination. Since they entered the country, they haven't seen their passports. They feel stuck.
Because they made us choose to go back to Serbia or to...
Stay here and make asylum.
So
They just gave us two options without any information, without anything.
We should decide about 5 minutes.
Five minutes. If you're back to Serbia, the police will give you to police, and the police, they're going to put you in jail.
Croatian activists are helping them get their passports back so they can continue their journey all the way to Berlin, known as the city for artists, where they can make their music. It's the thing that has been making the whole trip easier. They say their songs are about the free soul that can change and build a world, the kind they would like to live in.
It's rock music, but it's a fusion between rock and oriental music and... you know, traditional music from Syria. The music really make this trip so easy. And the first, we just have harmonica and
guitar. Yeah, we just have acoustic instrument.
And we play in train station, in the garden, in the street, and everywhere we play.
In the police station.
In police station we play, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Because
with the police.
Yes, here. Because one of the cops is a drummer.
Heavy metal drummer.
Yeah, it was the best thing in the whole trip. When you see a policeman who take guitar and play guitar with you, and he was rocker who listened to rock music and heavy metal.
Yeah. And understands what we are through.
Two guys in the band, Kosai and Baz, are brothers. They left their parents behind in Damascus.
They want us to go.
Yeah. Our mom wanted us to leave.
You know, the
it's better than dying.
The family don't think about leave home or leave country, but they ask for their children
to leave
for safety and...
Yeah, for better chances,
life chances.
Do you miss them? I mean,
yeah, for sure. We're gonna try to.
Without drama, we miss them, but we also try to travel to Germany or France or Canada to get him out from Syria.
Get him out from Syria.
While I was talking to the guys, another young man approached us and started to speak in Arabic. His name is Abi, and he's been studying in Zagreb for the last 2 years. Abi is one of the 14 founders of the initiative called Dear Refugees, Welcome to Croatia, which works together with other non-profit organizations, such as the Red Cross, and coordinates volunteers that are helping the refugees in the field. Abi speaks Arabic, English and Croatian, so his help in the refugee camps is a great asset.
I'm doing this for 2 weeks. I'm eating one meal during the whole day, so I'm tired.
You still have energy to come here?
Well, I was like so down, you know, like I had like one chapati and then I went to check my, you know, my nation or like my brothers, you can say that. So yeah.
Where did you meet them?
Now?
No, yeah.
Yeah, but we are Syrian, you know, we will be friends, like, okay, you know, in general, that's how it works in life, you know, you will have like best friend after a fight or you are in the same
place.
The Facebook page of the initiative has more than 14,000 fans, and they work not just with creations, but are in touch with people who want to help from all over the world. They try to provide refugees with all the information necessary for them to reach the places where they hope to find a better future.
We are human. We are human. We are. There is a human need to help, so we are trying to help humans. That's it. You know, like, it's so simple. We are not caring about religion. We are don't care about color skin. We are don't care about anything. There is a people need help, so we are trying to help them. Even that if they are not Syrian, if they are like different kind of African refugees. So yeah, we are trying to do our best.
So while Abi, united with other creations, continues to help the refugees, the band Khebezdal continues to pursue their dream. In fact, since the last time I saw them, they have left for Berlin. They say they can't wait to pay another visit to Croatia. But their music, it stays with us, no matter where they are.